This is Mrs. Klee's Math, Day 10, numbers 34 through 40, and we're going to skip number 39 if you're in periods 3, 5, 6, or 7. Number 34. Which number represents the probability of an event that is very likely to occur? A, 0 and 12 hundredths, B, 1 and 3 tenths, C, 0 and 89 hundredths, or D, 9 hundredths. 35. Which expression is equivalent to n plus n minus 0 and 18 hundredths n? A, 1 and 18 hundredths n, B, 1 and 82 hundredths n, C, n minus 0 and 18 hundredths, or D, 2n minus 0 and 82 hundredths. 36. Nick is making bread dough. The recipe requires 3/4 cup of flour and 1 1/8 teaspoons of salt. Nick wants to make the recipe using 1 cup of flour. To maintain the ratio, how much salt is required when 1 cup of flour is used? A, 27 over 32 teaspoons, B, 2/3 teaspoon, C, 1 1/2 teaspoons, or D, 1 7/8 teaspoons. 37, which expression is equivalent to negative 1/3 times 6x plus 15 minus 3? Is it A, negative 2x plus 12, B, negative 2x plus 2, C, negative 2x minus 2, or D, negative 2x minus 8. 38. Josh has a rewards card for a movie theater. He receives 15 points for becoming a reward card holder. He earns 3 5/10 points for each visit to the movie theater. He needs at least 55 points to earn a free movie ticket. Which inequality can Josh use to determine x, the minimum number of visits he needs to earn his first free movie ticket? A, 55 is greater than or equal to 3 5/10 x plus 15. B, 55 is greater than or equal to 15x plus 3 5/10. C, 55 is less than or equal to 3 5/10 x plus 15. Or D, 55 is less than or equal to 15x plus 3 5/10. We're going to skip number 39 and go on to 40. Howard has a scale model of the Statue of Liberty. The model is 15 inches tall. The scale of the model to the actual statue is 1 inch equals 6 2/10 meters. Which inequality can Howard use to determine x, the height in meters of the Statue of Liberty? 15x equals 6 2/10. B, 6 2/10 x equals 15. C, 1 6 2/10 equals x over 15. Or D, 1 6 2/10 equals 15 over x.